This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Netflix is issuing a warning for people not to watch their new documentary alone. It's actually a docu-series.
Okay.
Ted Bundy one.
The Ted Bundy one. Confessions with a Killer.
Watched it alone.
No You're reason okay.
No reason to not watch it alone.
The last time this came out was about that house on Haunted Hill, and you thought the same thing, right? You weren't scared. I guess some people have tweeted that it was terrifying and they shouldn't have watched it alone.
Is this a guy playing Ted Bundy?
It's just a documentary about like everything that happened, and it's a lot of conversations with him.
Oh, I've seen most of the conversations with him on YouTube.
The guy that's playing Ted Bundy is Zac Efron, and that's in a movie that hasn't been released yet. It's not on Netflix. It's coming out in the theaters.
Oh.
But that movie's taking heat because the trailer, they say, portrays it more like he's a woman's man. Like he's it kind of romanticizes Ted Bundy. So people are speaking out against it, saying they can't believe they're taking that kind of spin
Chicks
on it.
Chicks did dig him.
No, they did.
Like girls would show up like he was a rock star at his court hearings because he didn't look like Charlie Manson, you know. Yeah. He looked different. So
Netflix has done a couple of these really well, the docuseries like Making a Murderer. Someone else said Wild Wild Country, they've done really well. But they're warning people not to watch their newest docuseries, Confessions with a Killer, the Ted Bundy tapes alone. They say it's too disturbing.
Now, I mean, there's stuff about Ted Bundy that's definitely disturbing. What he did to people is insane. He was trying to create a zombie.
No, that's not Ted.
Oh, that wasn't
that's Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, that was Jeffrey Dahmer.
See, Jeffrey Dahmer murdered 30 women in one man.
Okay,
right?
Yeah, okay. So I'm getting them confused.
Ted Bundy kept escaping and stuff like that, but there wasn't anything in this that was like any different. It was like a great docu-series. Like, it was really good. I'm not saying don't watch it, but the watching it alone, it didn't freak me out at all.
Mm. Yeah, I started it yesterday, and there's nothing in there that would make you. I feel like if you're afraid to watch this, then you shouldn't be watching serial killer stuff anyway.
Yeah.
Like, you're too sensitive for
it. But the Jeffrey Dahmer stuff is way more disturbing to me than
okay, yeah, because that's what I thought it was. That's why I was like, okay, that's the only thing that you would think is
yeah, he kept people alive and stuff and drilled into their brains and things.
But Ted Bundy, he did this over like 4 or 5 years, right? From start to finish, killed all these people?
Yeah, he had a lot of like, he wasn't caught for a long time, and then they started like putting it together, but he escaped twice. So that was what was scary about him. And then like he was real smart.
That's the thing. He was the smart one, right?
Here's the trailer for it so you can see if you could watch it.
He didn't look like anybody's notion of somebody who would tear apart young girls.
Bundy. I've never spoken to anybody about this. I am looking for an opportunity to tell the story as best I can.
A person of this type chooses a victim for a reason. Possession, control, violence.
There was something unique about Ted's brain. He talked in terms of a voice in his head, and this voice would start saying things about women.
He had very blue eyes. When he really got going, his eyes went absolutely black.
Murder leaving a person of this type hungry, unfulfilled, would also leave him with the obviously irrational belief that the next time he did it, he would be fulfilled. And the next time he did it, he would be fulfilled. Or the next time he did it, he would be fulfilled.
Theodore Bundy has escaped, suspected of dozens of sex killings in Washington State, Idaho, Utah, and Colorado.
I think things are going to work out. That's about all I can say.
Bundy is acting as his own lawyer.
What is unusual to see is that many of the onlookers are women.
Are you a little scared when you look at him?
He just doesn't look like the type to kill somebody.
He'll kill you, Dad.
He's one of the FBI's most wanted men.
He was charming, good-looking, smart. Are you sure you have the right guy?
They did.
Yeah, I'll definitely watch that.
It's a really interesting watch. I just, like, the thing I took away from it is Ted Bundy was annoying, too.
He was annoying?
What do you mean annoying? Murderous and annoying. Like, he would just talk. Like, they'd give him a microphone, and he'd talk and talk and talk to the news.
Though.
Yeah, he was real. I'd just be like, shut up, Ted Bundy. Jesus Christ. God damn it.
Ted Bundy.
Shut up.
Yeah, and you were one of the
blue,
cops.
Beautiful blue eyes. Turned black.
No, they didn't turn black.
No. He just was, he was real full of himself, and I don't know, but he the reason he escaped, too, it's not like he was such a genius, but like the law enforcement that was in charge of him, they're like, we went to go eat a sandwich and turned around, he's gone.
Yeah, he left the door open. Okay. Yeah,
he gave us the slip.
He wasn't a master criminal that managed to escape.
No, he's an idiot, but yeah, I just was like, by the end of that whole thing, I'm like, shut up, Ted Bundy.
I could see being scared as a woman watching it alone. A little bit, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's the case, because he would just bust in on, you know.
Really? Is that what he would?
He went into a sorority house and killed like a ton of women all at once after he escaped.
Yeah.
Someone said they barely go into detail on the killings, though, so there's nothing too scary at all.
Oh, they don't?
Yeah, there wasn't like a lot of that.
What people should be more terrified by is the fact that chicks fall in love with serial killers.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Like, that's this creepiest thing about that whole thing.
Absolutely it is. But it happens all the time.
It's like, there was that other uncommon guy was it Scott Peterson?
Yeah.
Scott Peterson girls fell in love with
him.
There's
like a charming aspect probably there, like, to them, right?
A lot of chicks didn't believe that Ted Bundy did that, and it was just like when people started showing up to his court. But he's like, he's a sick bastard, man. Like, of course, he was in court and he was like acting as his own lawyer because he did have a law degree, and he would tell the cop to describe the scene that they came upon.
So he could get off on it.
Yeah.
Type of
so
thing?
He could get off on it. And that's like twisted. And it's like these girls are like, and they're watching him. One of them married him. He had a kid.
Mm. Crazy.
He had a kid with a girl after he was proven he did all that.
So apparently the person who made this docuseries is the same person who's directing or that's behind the Zac Efron
Ted Bundy
movie as well.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like Ted Bundy's just a douche.
Someone said it was scarier to actually watch it with my boyfriend because then I couldn't fall asleep thinking, well, what if he's like Ted Bundy?
He's not like Ted Bundy. Are you going to kill me?
That's crazy you have that thought about your guy. Come on now.
Yeah. He's just a sick, sick man.
I can't remember the last time, though, that I watched something and it really did scare me. I've been disturbed by stuff because I don't like gore.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to recall the last time something scared me.
Yeah, me too. I don't know.
That movie Split, it didn't scare me, but it was, you know, creepy to watch. I thought James McAvoy's portrayal of that guy with multiple personalities was, you know, the thought of being in a situation like that is scary, but
nothing scares me like that. I'll tell you, the only thing that scares me is the news.
The real life.
The only thing that scares me is current events. Turn the lights on! CNN's on! What are you doing, you maniac? Oh, God! Jesus! Oh, God! Jesus! Oh, my Jesus! Just see how stupid everybody is!
Oh, my God!
Just see how stupid everybody is!
Oh, no!
Oh, I'm going to get all of this! Just going to be stupid, stupid, stupid!
Everybody's dumb!
Oh, Ted Bundy, Schmundy!
Oh, God, you're
That's
so right.
It. You're right.
It's terrifying.
You're right.
That is the last thing that has scared me.
Yeah.
That's what really freaks me out.
I can't even watch it.
So I haven't. I can't. It's the same. Nope. When I want to get a real, real scare, I turn it on.
I'm
still so down. It's not changing. It's not changing. I got to like frantically put batteries in my remote control.
That, what's it called? I just said it. Shattered. What was the movie? The Split.
Split.
Yeah.
That's the only movie that has scared Amber. Like, Amber loves all this stuff.
Really? That scared her? Huh.
She got spooked out, and she never gets spooked out, if that's such a word.
Scary. Spooked out. Scary. The scary serial killers to me are like, you know that Mindhunter show?
Yeah.
That dude with the mustache that's in it?
I didn't watch it. My mom watched
it. Okay. Well, there's a guy in it, and he's a real serial killer, but he's a gigantic man, and he's chilling. Like,
because
he's real normal when you talk to him. He's like real intelligent, knows what he did and all this. I forget the guy's name.
Well, one of these serial killers like went on and on to say that like it was like porn that he watched.
Ted Bundy said that.
Yeah, so it was Ted
Bundy.
Ted Bundy
started to blame it on. But Ted Bundy made stuff up.
Yeah.
Like, he just was.
Did you watch Abducted in Plain Sight? on Netflix?
Someone
said it's really messed up. It's about a 40-year-old guy who kidnaps a 12-year-old girl and convinces her she was abducted by aliens who tell her that her mission is to have a baby with him. It's really twisted.
I couldn't watch that one.
Yeah, see, that's messed up.
Yeah, nope.
Someone said The Fourth Kind legitimately scared me.
Oh, that was the thing that you guys dragged me to, and I was like, oh,
that pissed me off, that Fourth Kind.
But it's, he said only because they marketed it as being real. When I found it was fake, I felt stupid.
And that's the thing. That's what happened with us, too. And I think we found out beforehand
that it was fake.
That it was,
at least we had a strong suspicion
that it wasn't a real story. Like, it was like all of these people are missing from Hope, Alaska, right? Like, yeah. That was the
spin. I couldn't get scared at that movie, remember? Because the couple in front of us, the guy was like, damn!
Yeah.
Oh, bitch! Oh,
yeah.
Holy hell!
Aliens gonna get your ass!
I was like,
go down there!
Tears rolling down my face.
Yeah, it turned out to be funny. But yeah, Paranormal Activity, I think, would be the last one that actually, like, legitimately got in my head, like, not like, oh, the movie scared me. What it did was it made my imagination run wild later that night.
I have more trouble watching the theme to Unsolved Mysteries than I did the whole Ted Bundy documentary.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That puts it in perspective for you. So you should be fine if you watch it alone. That's the bottom line here.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Crazy road rage incident in Massachusetts on Friday. It included one old guy clinging to the hood of another guy's SUV while that guy drove up to 70 miles an hour.
Hang on tight, you son of a bitch.
NBC 10 Boston has the story of how this all played out. Let's take a listen into their report here, if we can.
Now to an NBC 10 Boston exclusive. Mass Pike mayhem, the whole thing caught on camera. This apparent road rage incident has gone viral, and you saw all that here first. A man clinging to the roof of another man's car while also holding onto a cell phone before another driver puts a stop to it out by pulling out a gun. So our Malcolm Johnson is live at the State Police Barracks in Weston, where both men were charged. Malcolm, the video, incredible to see, and it's incredible to know how long that went for on the pike.
Yeah, Nick, just for about 3 miles, we do know that both men have been charged after all of this unfolded right here on the Mass Pike. I was actually here last night at the State Police Barracks when both of these guys were released. The driver of the car, he didn't have anything to say to us. But the man that you saw holding on for dear life, he tells us that he was assaulted.
I just kept telling him, stop the car, and he wouldn't stop.
65-year-old Richard Kamrowski, seen here in our exclusive NBC 10 Boston video, on the hood of this white truck for 3 miles on the Mass Pike Friday, at times going up to 70 miles per hour.
How's he going to get off? Shouting, you're going 70.
Get off my car. Police identifying him as Mark Fitzgerald of Lynn. You could just give us an idea of what happened. Fitzgerald had nothing to say after leaving police barracks.
I thought he was going to run over me. And I don't think he stopped. He kept going fast, slow, trying to get me to slide off.
Kamrowski said it started when Fitzgerald sideswiped him. An altercation ensued, and Kamrowski ended up on the hood.
I felt that he bumped me, and I kind of, you know, was just pushed out.
The driver finally stopped, boxed in by a Good Samaritan on the road. One of those Good Samaritans pulling a gun on Fitzgerald to keep him from driving any farther. Police arriving soon thereafter.
Drop the gun right now!
Police initially putting Fitzgerald in handcuffs, then questioning both men involved.
He took my water bottle out of my car. He smashed my window.
And that driver that you just heard from, Mark Fitzgerald, now facing some pretty serious charges. We're live tonight. Reporting in Weston, I'm Malcolm Johnson, NBC 10 Boston.
Easy to see how this could have ended much differently. Well, as Malcolm mentioned, this happened at the height of rush hour. Pretty incredible. If you want to see a closer look at this exclusive video,
That guy lost his mind.
They both kind of lost their mind.
I was going to say. Somebody would like, okay, let's pull over and this is ridiculous. Calm down here.
I've got some feelings on how this really shook down.
You do. By the way, the video is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to see it. What's your take on how this happened?
If you guys had to place bets, as to what really happened here and who is the crazier one.
I think it's the guy on the hood.
I do too.
I think the senior's the crazier.
Well, yeah, look at it. Did he bash out his window?
Yeah, he said he grabbed his water bottle from his car and bashed his window with it.
Definitely nuts. He's on top of the,
car. He's out of his mind.
There's no question.
You heard what he said. He goes, I feel like he bumped me.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and he just lost it.
So he just lost it.
Yeah, he's nuts.
And I wonder if he really even bumped him at all.
And he seemed really calm in the interview.
Oh, yeah. Last day, you know, the man bumped me and it upset me a bit.
So I took a water bottle, tried to smash him to kingdom come, jumped on top of his hood. And I tell you, he kept driving.
It's the damnedest thing. When somebody smashed my window and they held on, I would let him off. You know, I'd just talk to him. See what the problem is.
Run him down and run him over a couple times.
It's wild.
It's crazy.
The mental stability of
That's just it. Is.
The guy driving was scared.
Oh yeah,
because it's like this guy is nuts.
Yeah, you got a 65-year-old man with a mustache on your car.
I mean, at what point do you go, I'm going to be in big trouble for this.
Yeah,
right. See, that's the only other thing is you also have to know you can't drive with a man on your hood.
Yeah, but he should rolled his windows
up. Are a mess.
Called someone.
Exactly. Like, they're cops. Listen, cops. There's a guy in my hood.
Especially doing 70 miles an hour.
That's nuts.
And slowing down and speeding up.
Yeah. You know, you rarely see this. We always see where one person loses their mind. We just had a video the other day of a guy got out of his car and bashed a woman's window in with his bare hands, right? Yeah. There's always one person who's the craziest, and that's what makes the news. Rarely do two crazies encounter each other in road rage. This is that case, though.
Yeah.
There's a 35-year-old guy and a dude in his mid-60s, both off their rocker, that happen to encounter each other on the roads.
Old men are just not going to take it lying down.
No. Could you see your dad, the Breister, on someone's hood?
100%.
Like, he wouldn't care. He'd just hold on.
Breister would have kept going through the windshield like Terminator 2. You know, he would have just kept going through.
Yeah.
He's not hanging around.
Hopped in.
Yeah. Threw him out.
Yeah, you got to be like, police, there looks like to be an elderly Jeff Foxworthy on my hood. Yeah. That's what that guy should have done.
And when they interviewed him, like, he didn't seem too remorseful or he knew he'd done something wrong, too, right? He knew that he was in trouble,
too. He looks calm on the hood.
He does.
He's old, just so like, he's okay. Like,
it's like that other guy. Remember, call the police, baby.
Yeah, call the police.
So Mike from Boston knows the guy on the hood, and he's joining us on the Dave and Chuck lines. Hey, how you doing, man?
Good. How you guys doing?
So you know Mr. Komrosky.
I do. Actually, he's in a bowling league that I'm
of course
in,
he is.
And, he is the nicest guy on the planet. I'm telling you, before I heard this story, I would have never believed that this is the guy that would be on the hood of a car like that. But I'll tell you what, I am scared as heck of this guy now.
Now you know what he's capable of.
Yes, inside is a rage so powerful.
He doesn't get any bowling rage. You ever see him like lose it on a bowl?
no bowling rage that I've ever seen. I'm telling you, nicest guy on the planet, but just surprising. This is crazy.
So you heard what he did, though, right? Like, apparently after this incident where one of them sideswiped another one, he grabbed the guy's water bottle out of his car and bashed his windshield in with it.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, according to the details of the story, courtesy of NBC 10. And then he, like, was clinging onto the hood of the guy's car. They say he was going on the Mass Pike over 70 miles an hour.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a little foggy on the details of how he landed on the car, but I'll tell you what, if you look at the video, it's like he's firing off some text to his family and just sending some casual information.
Exactly.
Yeah, so calm.
In the meantime, he's like a stuntman holding on. This guy's clearly, I think, trying to shake him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the craziest thing I've ever seen, man. I just wanted to call in and let you guys know that he's a great dude. So,
no,
you know, I mean, what We don't know the full story, but
it's going to be a weird league night next
Thanks,
time.
Yeah, huh? Thanks for sure, Mike. Thanks for calling in, man. Have a good day.
Thanks. All right,
he seems like a good guy. Like you could see that.
Yeah.
You know, but he just lost it.
Yeah, anybody can be okay, but
yeah,
you get pushed to your
this is
to
just
your
the
limits.
Video of the incident. Like, do you see the first time he flies by the camera? It's crazy how fast he's going.
That guy's definitely like gunning it and breaking. She's trying to shake him, like right there. He tried to shake him off.
Okay, so now he's come to a stop, and he still won't get off, though. Like, don't you take the opportunity to get off when the guy comes to a stop?
You do, unless you feel like you've been wronged, and
I'm not stopping. I'm not getting off.
Even, see, there, he was stopped, and the guy, like, was trying
to... Look, he still won't get off!
No, he won't get off.
What's really crazy is that there was a gun pulled out during all of this.
Yes.
Super nuts
for just a person who wasn't even involved.
Like, even then he wouldn't get off.
What if you get off and he bashes right into you?
I don't want to get hit.
No, I understand. Yeah, you gotta kind of go off to the side.
You gotta move fast.
That is crazy. It's just some like
is his window broken out too?
His windows were both down.
Oh, okay.
I guess the guy with the gun had no idea what was happening. Like, yeah. Why is this older man? Right.
This guy's being kidnapped.
Yeah, that's probably why.
It is crazy.
Oh, just an insane story of road rage where two crazy men meet each other.
It's just weird. His quote of, "I thought he kind of bumped me."
Yeah.
When he spoke to the news? Me. Yeah, you're right.
You know.
That's what I'm saying. He knew he was in the wrong, right? He knew that he wasn't innocent in all this.
Yeah.
He does seem like the kind of guy that like be like, "Hey, paper boy threw your damn paper in the ditch, so I brought it back up to you."
Yeah, exactly. Like, you
know. Yeah, this is what he said here.
I just kept telling him, stop the car. And he wouldn't stop.
65-year-old Richard Kamrowski, seen here in our exclusive NBC 10 Boston video, on the hood of this white truck for 3 miles on the Mass Pike Friday, at times going up to 70 miles per hour.
He's gunning it. That guy's gunning it.
Repeatedly shouting, "Get off my car." Police identifying him as Mark Fitzgerald of Lynn. You could just give us an idea of what happened. Fitzgerald had nothing to say after leaving police barracks.
I thought he was going to run over me. And I don't think he stopped. He kept going fast, slow, trying to get me to slide off.
Kamrowski's
crazy tale. But that guy's just a calm bowler.
Yeah, he is.
Who just was pushed to the edge, I guess, the other afternoon and snapped.
Sometimes life hands you a 7-10 split, you know?
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A 3-year-old boy was lost in the woods for 2 days in North Carolina.
What did he do? How is he alive?
Listen to this, though. Listen to his story.
Mm-hmm. Who let him go into the woods?
He survived 2 nights alone in the woods in freezing conditions, and he's told police and family he was helped out by a friendly bear that was with him the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
Friendly bear or North Carolina Bigfoot?
Exactly. Jesus. Exactly.
I think Bigfoot.
I'm going to say Bigfoot.
Rescuers responding to reports of a baby crying found little Casey Hathaway tangled up in thorny bushes, cold and wet, but safe. He had gone missing a few days before in conditions so bad the search had to be called off. As it turned out, help was at hand in those woods in North Carolina, a state that is home to many black bears. Casey did say that he had a friend in the woods that was a bear that stayed with him.
Mm.
The claim was reportedly repeated by the boy's aunt. She said he said he hung out with a bear for 2 days. God sent him a friend to keep him safe. Miracles happen.
God being the aliens, the friend being Bigfoot.
Yep.
So how'd he get in the woods?
He had been playing with two other kids in his grandmother's backyard the other day. But when the kids came inside, he didn't come inside with them. He somehow wandered into the woods. brutal weather conditions in the low 20s and concerns that Casey wasn't dressed for that cold sparked a search that involved helicopters, drones, canine units, and divers, hundreds of volunteers. 2 days later, the wind and rain become so bad, authorities urged volunteers to stop.
I wonder what happened.
Rescuers had to wade through waist-high water to reach the boy. He's only 2 foot 2 inches tall. He escaped with just a few scrapes. All he wanted, he said, was some water.
Did he go through the water? Did they say if he went through the water?
Doesn't say.
They had.
They said he was wet.
Mm. Okay.
He said his clothes were wet.
Right on the shoulders of a Bigfoot.
What's happening? What are you? What is this? What do you guys honestly think went on? Seriously, you think that Bigfoot cradled him and carried him across the water?
You said how cold was it? How cold was it?
It was sub-zero temperatures.
Okay, so if it's sub-zero and I get you wet and I put you outside,
you're done for.
You don't have much time, man. And I'm not talking about like you'll survive for 2 days. I'm talking about you're dead in like 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Well, not maybe 15 minutes.
Dude.
An exposure would probably.
Dude, if you're wet and it's below zero, it's going to happen quick.
Yeah. Like an hour.
So what's going on?
You honestly think that Bigfoot just cuddled this young boy to keep him warm for days?
Bigfoot knows how to survive out there.
Seriously, this is what you think happened?
A bear
No, I don't think. I know this is what happened.
Bigfoot cuddled him.
He did.
Well, then you shouldn't be afraid of Bigfoot.
I don't think, yeah, your natural reaction should be to be afraid of him.
Well, I think Bigfoot doesn't trust an adult, but a child.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And I think Bigfoot's more scared of us than we are of him.
Yeah, though he will scare the poop out of you.
If he needs to.
You don't think the explanation that a bear actually thought it was like a little cub and took care of it is more believable than Bigfoot? No.
A bear's hungry above all else. And that's just meat. Walking around.
Or the kid was delusional and there was nothing around.
Male bears will eat their own.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to know what really happened. You probably won't. How old was the kid?
Three.
I mean,
you all think of it sounds unbelievable. You know, like,
yeah, that any a bear of it took happened? Care, or yeah. Bigfoot, of course. Mm. Yeah.
Or even that a kid was just wandering in the forest for 2 days and not dead.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, I wonder if they... I'm just wondering if they spoke to any of his family members. Here's the sheriff.
Hoping and praying for after an extensive 3-day search, Casey is found. He's alive, and he is currently getting the medical attention that he needs. Well, News Channel 12's Mary Lee Moore is there right now, live outside of Carolina East Medical Center in New Bern, where the 3-year-old is with his family. And Mary Lee's joining us now, actually, with Sheriff Chip Hughes.
Yes, that's right, Lauren. I'm standing here with the sheriff. And Sheriff, you guys have had a very long night, very incredible outcome. Talk to me about how you were able to find Casey.
Wow. Just doing our due diligence on all the calls we were getting in regards to, you know, we heard this in the woods. There might be a sighting. And like I said in all my press briefings, you know, no call was insignificant, you know. So we diligently went after every call. This one came in. It was of a child. They thought they heard a child crying in the woods, and we got many of those. We sent deputies and rescue right over there. He was about 40 to 50 yards in the woods.
Oh, they don't. They got many of those. I thought that he was meaning like they get those calls all the time.
That's what
child crying in the woods.
Yeah, no. Creepy.
Yikes.
Tangled up in some briars. Still had his coat on. A little lethargic, but was warm. They brought him out. Rushed him here to the hospital, but just staying focused really was the biggest thing, and we were determined we were not going to leave until we brought Casey back to his family.
And that's exactly what you've been able to do. I know your team must feel so incredible about that. And when you were able to track down Casey, has he been able to verbalize anything about how he was able to stay alive and keep himself taken care of for this long?
He was of course he wanted water and his mom, and He didn't really get into, you know, how he was able to survive and all that. He did say that he had a friend in the woods that was a bear that was with him for 2 years. But just the look on his face when his little sister came in the room was just, it was tear-jerking. There were a lot of emotions. A lot of prayers were answered. I can't thank the people of Craven County enough for answering the call and coming out to help us. And it truly shows, you know, we've had a really tough past 12 months, Craven County has, and we always come together. And I just can't say.
Luckily, it doesn't look like it was that cold there. Yeah. Dudes are searching for him in short sleeve shirts.
I think the bear was imaginary.
Yeah,
I think so too.
Yeah,
that's hybrid. When it was like sub zero, I'm like, well, you just can't survive. But they're looking for him in short sleeve shirts. So it makes more sense now because a bear would eat them.
This is Casey's mother here.
We just want to tell everybody that we're very thankful that you took the time out to come search for Casey and prayed for him. And he's good. He is good. He's up and talking. He's already asked to watch Netflix, so he's good. He is good.
All right. Thank everybody for
coming
out. All the prayers. It means a lot.
Thank him.
Yeah.
Thank him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
And it's North Carolina.
North Carolina's sexiest couple.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, so to me, it seems very hard to believe that either of the two.
Those two about as hot as a thing of fire ants.
Either Bigfoot or Black Bear took care of this kid. I think he just managed to be out there by himself and.
Yeah.
You know?
Bigfoot or Black Bear.
Yeah, they had to say Bigfoot. It's crazy, but look at these two we're working with over here.
I was telling you, it's a bear and Eden. The kid doesn't know Bigfoot.
But you just think you honestly think Bigfoot cradled this child.
Dude, I can't rule that out, man.
That's and
I
crazy think you're crazy.
I think you're crazy to not rule it. Yeah. To rule it out the way you are.
I think everybody's mind's going to get changed in a couple months.
I've been saying that for years.
Yeah, you honestly... For like 15 years, you're like, any minute now, you'll change your mind about Bigfoot. Mm. 15 years later, I'm still here thinking it's bullcrap.
Mm-hmm.
It's the reason nobody wants to talk about stuff.
Yeah. It's your fault. You're what's holding us back.
All right. Okay. It's all... I want, though, them to do a study. I want to see Casey 15 years from now. As like, an 18-year-old. How is he?
Can I be honest? I'm gonna think that growing up in North Carolina does more damage than two days in the woods will ever do.
Alone as a 3-year-old.
Look at his dad. Yeah. He's gonna end up like his dad, dude.
Yep.
He's got no chance. This kid's got no chance already. They should have just left him in the woods.
I mean,
might have been better.
The sheriff of that town had a lot of trouble. Just
at least Bigfoot would have raised him and would have taken care of him. He could have gone on to maybe they would find a way to give him some extra hair and then he could live a Bigfoot life.
In your vision of this tale, when Bigfoot heard the approaching rescue workers, he dropped the child and fled into the woods.
Yeah, put him nicely in a briar patch.
Yeah, of course.
Lay him down in a briar patch.
That's how he'd do it.
And then stumbled away.
Mm-hmm. Got out of there.
Well, yeah.
He doesn't need the heat.
No. It's not going to stick around.
It's his whole game.
Because they know that they would shoot him.
Yeah, he's in North Carolina. You know how stressful it is to be Bigfoot in North Carolina?
Oh, my God. They've been trying to move forever from North Carolina.
Can't.
Thanks for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.